Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection. On this episode, we're going to be talking about kind of falling back and recognizing when old behaviors are dominating your world, what to do about it. And we're specifically going to be focusing on martyrdom. Martyrdom, that tendency for us to detriment ourselves, we think, to help others. This is an insidious one, and it is the bane of my own existence. So we're going to be using me as an example and talking about recognizing when this kind of behavior is dominating your world, analyzing how it takes root, and then how to get out of it. And the method for getting out of martyrdom behaviors is going to be the same as getting out of any other bad old behavior. So even if martyrdom is not your problem, one, I'll bet you know someone else for whom it is, or two, the method for getting out of it will be the same regardless of what your old behavior is that you need to stop. So before we get started today, a shout out to new listeners in Frankfurt, Germany. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad to have you on board. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, use the link in the show note. That'll take you to the community page at CatherineColleen.com where you can scroll down the little form there. Tell me where you're from, how I can help you. I'm very excited to do so. That comes directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. So old behaviors. So I'm really opening myself up on this one, but I think it's important that we have some good examples to work with. And I am just human, so boy, do I have some examples to work with just from my own life. So let's talk about them. When old behaviors start dominating my world, I feel really ashamed when I recognize it. I feel ashamed when I realize that these old detrimental patterns have once again snuck their way back into my daily life. And you can think you're the only one who falls back sometimes, but you're not. We all do it. So here's mine. I was instilled since childhood with the classic American ideal that mother or wife equals martyr. And this standard expects the mother or the wife to sacrifice her own needs for those of the husband or the children. The problem, however, is that this ends up actually making the entire family miserable. The spouse that loves you is miserable when you are. The children you raise are largely oblivious, but they can tell when you're not happy, and it stresses them out. The martyr ultimately harms everyone, including themselves. And this is why it's a problem, and this is why it's a bad behavior that needs to be stopped. And we're not talking here about wanting a fancy vacation or a new car and going without a vacation or a new car. But seriously, when I need like a haircut or a new pair of pants and I put that off, that ought to be a huge red flag. Huge. This insidious standard sneaks its way in so freaking easily into my world. So here's how it happened for me most recently. We needed a new roof on the house. That costs a lot of money. A new roof is incredibly expensive. So we made a plan to save for it, and save we did, and we paid cash for that roof. We did it the right way. But in order to make that happen, we had to get hardcore minimalist. So everybody in the family did without a few things to keep the budgets really small and to make room to save more quickly. And that was the right thing to do at the time. And then it was over. The roof was done, the invoice was paid, and we no longer needed to be in this collective sacrifice mode. But this old habit of martyrdom kept finding reasons for me to stay in the sacrifice frame of mind. Now, at this point, this was no longer a conscious budget decision. It was a vendetta from the past, bent on finding every possible excuse as to why I should go without to make sure everyone else got what they wanted quickly. And see, that's the difference. You see, at first, it was the whole family making a concerted effort to save for a collective purpose. But then it became something detrimental. It became martyrdom, an unnecessary sacrifice by a single individual under the guise that it would make her loved ones better off. And because you love them, you'd do anything to see them happy, right? But eventually it breeds feelings of being unappreciated or unnoticed because you hide your martyrdom, of course. And why do you hide it? Because you're supposed to hide it. Because you hope they notice and you hope they appreciate it. Because showing it off is just arrogant. But mostly because you know it's wrong. Now, in relationships with abusive partners, you will be encouraged to martyr yourself. And you may even be berated when you suggest that you're miserable. How dare you? Don't you know you're a horrible person? You should sacrifice for me more. In the past, this is how my bad habit was encouraged. These days, falling back into patterns of martyrdom requires periods of intense saving for one thing or another. See, that way I'm already in the sacrifice mode. And then once the saving is over, the now unnecessary sacrifice just continues and morphs into martyrdom. So within a few months, I'm completely miserable and stressed out. And I hate that it takes me, or that it did take me, that long to see what was happening. But it's becoming increasingly rare, and each time I catch it sooner and do something about it more swiftly. I'm just a human being in this moment, sick of being affected by the past, annoyed at all the crap that embedded itself in my head as a clueless child, and angry at myself for the situations that I naively put myself in that kind of drove those ridiculous ideas further in. What I want is to just be here now in this beautiful place. If you woke up in heaven, could you leave hell behind? Or would it follow you forever? Or maybe it would just fade slowly away, revealing the perfection that is your current life. It's more like that. So what can you do when you fall back into bad patterns, into detrimental patterns? So in this example, martyrdom pulls me back to stage 3, which is I am my needs. And I just kind of bust out with, you know, every other phrase out of my mouth is, I need this, I need that. The solution is the same no matter what detrimental pattern you've got. No matter what less than desirable stage you get pulled back to, the answer is the same. Start at stage 1 and work your way forward. So I picked up my book. And I opened to stage 1, and I did the work. I answered the questions, I did the exercises, and I worked my way through all the way. It takes about, you know, the first time I had to do that, it took a couple of hours. The most recent time that I worked myself back through the stages, that I had found myself in stage 3, not due to martyrdom, but just due to working on the house too much, it only took me about a half an hour. So it gets faster every time you do it. And so you start at stage 1 and work your way forward, no matter what the habit is. So try to recognize what stage you've been pulled back to. Go all the way back to stage 1. Why? Just in case you've got any new holes in stages 1, 2, 3. You want to make sure you've got a solid foundation. So that's why we always start back at stage 1. And get back to the book. And I'll meet you in stage 10 or 11. These are my favorites. That's where I tend to hang out. So this is the key to a more connected life. The more connected you are with yourself, the more you will be able to recognize what stage you're in and get yourself to the stage you want to be in, or keep yourself in the stage that you want to be in. I am happy to be your guinea pig for all of this. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, use the link in the show notes and send them in. I would love to hear your questions and ideas. And let me know how this journey is going for you. Thanks for joining me this time. I think that's enough homework for today. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connections.